and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 The CDC is warning about a parasite in pools that could make your family sick. The parasite is called Cryptospore idium. It forms from feces in the water. CDC says there's been an uptick in recent years.
If you go potty in the pool and you ruin the 4th of July party, that is all I need to know about you.
There's been an uptick in the past couple of years of
recent
what?
Years.
People
pooping in the pool.
Pooping in the pool.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting. I mean, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's a real problem. It's all over the news. People are pooping in pools, and it's an issue. Now, it's got this. Well, hold on. What is
this
it called?
This is so strange.
What is it, called?
Cryptospore idium.
Yeah.
It forms from feces in the...
Hold on. I want to see how you say it again.
Uh-huh.
Cryptospore idium.
Cryptospore idium.
Right.
Look, everybody's getting cryptospore idiom now.
Don't deuce in the pool, people.
It's disgusting.
I mean, don't deuce in the pool.
Oh, people that go to the bathroom in the pool, I think, are the most disgusting people.
It's just crazy to me. Like, there's an uptick of this. What is happening?
That's all I need to know about you.
I got one for you here. If you're driving like a maniac because you think your vacation is somehow going to start sooner because you might make it home 60 seconds earlier because you're driving again like a maniac, zigzagging in and out of traffic when there's traffic because everybody else is on vacation too, you might end up 60 seconds earlier. Then again, you might kill some people. Just drive like a regular person, people. I know as soon as it gets hot out, Anna, and there's any sort of long weekend or anything like that going on, this happens every single time.
You ever stare at people in traffic? Because it tells a lot about them. There's the people that are chill, relaxed, they're kind of zoned out.
Right.
And then there's the people that look like they're about to lose their minds at any given moment.
And if you're that close, if 60 to 90 seconds is going to make the difference between you passing and failing, living and dying, or, you know, losing a job or whatever, wake up earlier. Leave earlier.
That's all I need to know about you.
Right.
But on the bright side, they probably won't catch this in the car.
Cryptospore idiom.
Cryptospore idiom.
If you really want to save some time, use your car.
Just go to the bathroom in your car.
I mean, if you have to.
If you go to the bathroom in your car, it's also all I need to know about you. You want to chime in too, call us. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you show up to a picnic or a barbecue empty-handed, or you start drinking alcohol and you didn't bring any, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, at least bring a sixer and some ice. There is not a single barbecue that if you bring a bag of ice at, you're the villain. Like, you got to bring ice at least.
Something,
right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Right. Yeah, thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Happy 4th.
You ever want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
What's your best picnic dish? Do you do deviled eggs? Do
No.
you do potato salad?
Nobody likes either of those things. Those are fillers and they don't actually belong at the barbecue.
Oh, I'll eat half a rack of deviled eggs.
It's disgusting.
No.
Revenge, no. Raven. Revenge.
Revenge.
Yep. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. She's a USA Today best-selling author, Westport resident, Emily Lieber, joining us this morning. And your new book, Pretty Revenge, comes out today, right?
It does. I'm so excited.
So tell us about the book, and then we're going to talk about revenge, which is what we really want to talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the name of the game here. So the book is about two women who had an incident 17 years ago, and now one of them is seeking revenge on the other one because she feels she wronged her and set her life off course since she was 12 years old.
Right.
She sees her on television.
So successful.
She's got a whole new exciting life and career. She's a socialite. She owns her own wedding concierge business. And the girl who was wronged applies for a job to work with her, so she can ruin her life and seek revenge that she's been wanting for 17 years.
Okay. Question number one. I know from reading your past books that a lot of times there's kind of innuendos that reflect back to Westport. Is that happening in Pretty Revenge too?
There is a little piece of Westport in the book. There is a scene at Campo Beach in the book, and both girls are originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's where the bad thing happened, man.
I wonder what happened in Bridgeport. Can you tell us, or like kind
no,
of
in
the book?
No, she can't tell us. It's okay. In the book.
Okay,
you don't understand how books work.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Right. I don't want to do good. That. So,
does she kill her in the revenge?
Stop
yep.
fishing.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
All right, awesome. So, if people want to get the book, where do they go?
Everywhere: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, where books are sold. You can also go to my website, emilylieber.com, and there are links to all of that. If it is a store that sells books or online store that sells books, Pretty Revenge is available. Mm,
okay, I like great. My revenge pretty.
Yep.
As opposed to cold. I mean, I like it pretty.
Emily, we've decided now that you're an expert on revenge.
Obviously.
So clearly. We are going to give you scenarios and you tell us what would be the appropriate revenge. Okay?
So ready.
Someone eats your lunch that is in the work refrigerator without asking permission.
Ooh.
They're dead.
Right. That makes sense.
Obviously. Yeah. Wow. No one eats my food.
Raven would have died 3 times this week.
If wow. you know me, you know no one eats my food. No one shares my food. So you're done.
Good.
You're finished.
Whoa.
Got that. That's me.
All right. Here we go. Your spouse made you throw out all your skinniest clothes because they expect you to remain thick the rest of your life.
I don't understand that scenario. I have a beautiful body. Are you saying I'm fat, Raven?
No. No.
Oh, my God.
I was just saying a spouse.
But what I would say, a spouse, right. Yeah, no, done, finished, goodbye.
They're the also hell? Dead?
No, you yeah. just have to leave them.
Why do you want to? Harsh,
you
not wanna, dead.
Oh, you want to
yeah,
kill
no,
everyone.
Just
oh,
leave.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you made a roll
no,
back. I thought
just
she killed
leave.
That one, too.
Why
yeah.
would you be trying to keep me fat? Yeah, no,
right.
done.
Okay.
You found out that your ex was cheating on you with all the Kardashian/Jenner sisters.
Now, that would be kind of amazing,
right?
Actually.
I thought so too.
Like, he totally can't cheat, but with all of the Kardashian and Jenner sisters, it's fine.
All right, cool.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Am I in the right room?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I mean, that's kind of impressive. There's like a million of them.
I feel like if my husband could get them all to sleep with him, he just deserves for it to happen.
Oh my gosh! Uh-huh. Here we go. Last
I'm gonna say
one.
Same for you, Raven. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Same for you.
You get to survive.
You're handing out hall passes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's gonna go. Here we go. The new person in your neighborhood keeps parking in your unofficial space. You know, the space in front of your house. It's not your space. It's a public space. This is my space until you moved here, and now you're in my space.
We definitely kill that person too, right?
That happens at work too.
That would be extremely annoying, but I think I could resolve that with a stern conversation.
Really?
Oh, I would have killed
my
that person.
My husband would probably freak out.
He's
about yeah. the cars. I'm like,
Right, right.
When that happens here at work, we send out mass emails to everybody.
Right, and if that doesn't work, murder.
Right, clearly. Yeah. All right, Pretty Revenge is out now. Emily Liebert, again, get the wherever you find books, bookstores.
Anywhere where there's a book. If there's something to read, it's there. Pretty Revenge.
And if you would like a link to this, we have it up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. Emily, always great to see you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
1-800-330-9999. How did you hurt yourself when you were away on vacation? Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I was thinking about this because while I was away, there were multiple trips to the emergency room with
right.
the groups that I was with.
Right.
Like, you know, the children, for
some
the most part.
Some that you felt made sense, some that were a little bit questionable.
Yeah, you know, there's the kid that spikes the fever. It's always questionable. You're worried about the sunburn. Is it too much sun? Is something wrong? Yeah, okay, you bring the emergency room. Then my cousin thought that my niece was dry drowning. She wasn't. She was just tired. I don't know. Right. You read a lot of things on Facebook that you probably shouldn't read. And,
man,
you know,
WebMD will terrify you.
Yeah, seriously. But then I started thinking about it. It's like there's always the injuries that go along with vacation. I'll never forget when I went to Mexico many years ago when I was pushed off the bar.
Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
First of all, I shouldn't have been on there, but I was 22 years old, and
right.
you make terrible decisions when you're 22 years old sometimes.
It made a lot of sense at the time. You thought that you were immortal, of course. Nothing could hurt you at that age.
I was a fly girl.
Right.
Like, I mean, obviously.
Of course, clearly.
Yeah. And I'll spend the night in a Mexican emergency room, and let me tell you, if you've never spent the night in a Mexican emergency room, you don't want to.
Right.
It's not anything like here. Not even a little bit.
Nope.
I remember the doctor being like, oh, I twisted my ankle pretty severely. He was like, you know, I could give you medicine, but you're better off just taking tequila shots.
Right. And, like, and waiting until you get home to seek more medical treatment.
He's like, when you get home, then you could go to another doctor. I'm like, why am I here?
Right.
I don't understand. How did you ever hurt yourself?
It's like
on
David
vacation?
Ortiz, right? They waited until he got back to Boston to put back together his intestines. They were like, leave it to them. Right. That'll be all right. You know, ironically, in Mexico, same thing. I got a deep laceration when I was out at an adventure park at one point, and same thing. I just treated it by pouring booze on it and bandaging it. I didn't go to any sort of assistant or anything like that. You know, I didn't want to go. First off, getting in the cab and going to the medical facility in Mexico was questionable at that hour of the day anyways.
Right.
So I was just like, no. And then, of course, you know, when it's later in the day, you already feel primed for it. You can take the pain, you know? So,
what, you ever get sea lice?
No.
I've had sea lice. So,
wow.
You want to hear the dumbest thing that you could do?
What happened?
In my 20s, one of my girlfriends, we went down to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and we went swimming in the water, in
of
the
course.
Ocean.
Right. That's
and there
what
was
you
a
do.
Big sign that said, beware of sea lice. Of course, we didn't know what sea lice was.
Right. You were like, oh, what's that? Crabs?
Well, a couple wine coolers. We're in the ocean. We're dripping the seaweed all over us. Like, we're pretending to be sea monsters.
Why would you be doing that?
Because you're an idiot.
Let me ask you something. If you even thought remotely for a moment that there was sea lice, because again, there was a sign there. If you didn't understand what sea lice were, wouldn't you figure that they were hanging out in the seaweed?
Well, I didn't know. I did not put two and two together. But we went home, we showered,
yeah.
and then later on that night, we're out and we're looking at ourselves, right. and our entire bodies are covered
red.
In these welts, like these giant welts.
Yeah.
That was another trip to the ER. Turns out it's fine. It kind of goes away after a while itself, just very itchy.
Right.
Now you know.
Right.
Don't
right.
put seaweed on you. Pretend
well,
to be sea monsters.
If you see the sea lice sign, probably just, you know, move over an area,
yeah.
20 yards down the beach, maybe.
I didn't know what it was. 1-800-330-9999. How did you hurt yourself while you were away on vacation?
Hey, Santa and Raven, how did you hurt yourself on vacation?
Oh, my gosh. Went down to the Bahamas with my husband. We get off the plane. We get to the resort, gorgeous resort. I start running in bare feet to get the last lounge chair that had an umbrella and dubbed my foot on it and broke my big toe.
Oh.
Like, totally broke it. Not fun.
Oh, that is not fun at all. Did you have to go to the emergency room or anything? Or you were just like, it's just my toe. I don't really need it. I'm on vacation.
There's nothing they could do for it, really. And so I just limped around the entire week and was miserable.
And the best is that foot smell that's in a cast or an ace bandage. Ooh, in the hot sun.
Well, yep, there's that. You want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. How did you hurt yourself when you got on vacation?
There's nothing worse than going on vacation and then you hurt yourself.
Right.
It's so, you're like, oh, come on.
We're world travelers. Both of us has ended up with Mexican medical relief.
Yep.
Some of us incarceration.
I had sea lice.
Right.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Starting at 9.9, Santa and Raven.
That was a result of some bad decisions.
I didn't know what sea lice was. Who knew that draping yourself in seaweed would give you sea lice?
Well, there was a sign that said sea lice are in this area.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have just stayed out of that area in general.
It's very warm and the water was beautiful. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. How did you hurt yourself while you were on vacation? I'm looking over our Facebook comments.
Okay.
And they're hilarious. Chanel wrote, my dad got stung by a stingray in Clearwater Beach.
Yeah, you got to shuffle your feet when you get in the Gulf, man. No question.
That's a thing?
I went to St. Pete Beach. You know, we go down there a lot. It's like Middletown South for some reason. Breckenridge and all that in the area. Everybody lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 46 stings in one weekend, I remember, because I went into the hotel room and somebody had it on the TV on the news. And I was like, what? And then I just downed more rum and then I went back outside. But you have to shuffle your feet. In Clearwater or Tampa, any of that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin wrote, while snorkeling in Aruba, I sat on fire coral. It burned so bad.
Oh, yeah, man.
I never heard of that.
You can get it infected, and it actually will grow in your skin. Ugh. Yeah.
Mary wrote, the night before a camping trip, I was dancing the electric slide.
Of course.
And someone tripped me, and I broke my wrist. I mean,
that's a serious electric slide injury. But did she go left when everybody else was going right?
That's the question.
Right?
Like,
because
when,
somebody tripped you.
Or were you not paying attention to what the words say?
And you know what? On group dancing, everybody, personal space, please. A little bit more. Because when I go to swing or slide, I'm swinging or sliding wide.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pull a hamstring during the electric slide, too. They could do that.
Right. You know, when you go down.
Right.
When you go down, do you go all the way down or do you only go halfway down?
It depends
down?
How I'm feeling, man.
Yeah.
Depends how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You never know.
Edith says that my husband ran over me with a moped on our honeymoon in Bermuda.
Let's face it. You're out of practice. You're not using it all the time. All right? So
those things scare me.
Right. You be aware when you're in the Bahamas. You're supposed to drive on the other side of the road. Just be aware of that, too.
Jorge wrote, an 8-foot wave hit me from behind, dislodging what turned out to be 3 kidney stones.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Kind of did you a favor, though.
Oh, man. This might have to be one of my favorite ones, though.
What's up?
LaVon wrote, I dislocated my shoulder taking my shirt off when we were in Mexico, and then I had to go to a curandero, which is a Mexican healer.
I mean,
At what point are you like, instead of going to the hospital,
well,
let me go find this curandero. Yeah. And I'm going to talk to him and have him heal me from dislocating my shoulder because I took off my shirt too quickly.
You've seen the medical facility in Mexico. You know what the bill might be associated. Is it really the worst idea ever?
No, you should definitely find healers.
You know what I mean? Do they look at chiropractors in the United States the same way?
Kinda.
Right?
Maybe.
All right? Do they think they're quacks too? It's possible.
No. And Vicky wrote, seagull swooped down and bit my finger. That's my biggest nightmare, is that when they hover, that they're going to come down and attack my face.
Well, stop giving them french fries.
I don't think it's take them. All right, 1-800-330-9999. How'd you hurt yourself on vacation?
Hey,
we want to hear from you.
Raven, how did you hurt yourself on vacation?
Oh, my gosh. Went down to the Bahamas with my husband. We get off the plane. We get to the resort, gorgeous resort. I start running in bare feet to get the last lounge chair that had an umbrella and dubbed my foot on it and broke my big toe.
Oh.
Like, totally broke it. Not fun.
Oh, that is not fun at all. Did you have to like go to the emergency room or anything, or you were just like, it's just my toe. I don't really need it. I'm on vacation.
There's nothing they could do for it, really, and so I just limped around the entire week and was miserable.
And the best is that foot smell that's in a cast or an ace bandage. Ooh, in the hot sun.
Well, yeah, there's that. You want to chime in, too, 1-800-330-9999. How did you hurt yourself when you got on vacation?
You're all excited. You're going on vacation. You load up. You get to your destination. And the first thing you do, you hurt yourself.
Oh, man. Injured in paradise. That's the worst.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna on Raven, Star 99.9. How did you hurt yourself when you were on vacation?
I was with my kids, and my daughter had horrible flip-flops, so I switched. And I had blistered, swollen feet. By the end of the vacation, I could barely walk.
They're sneaky, dangerous flip-flops.
The Old Navy used to cut my foot like in half. You can't mess with it.
Yeah.
Ann Raven, how'd you injure yourself on vacation?
I was away on my bachelorette party, and we were doing archery, and the string snapped my arm, and my whole arm is black and blue.
Oh, yeah, that would stink. Better than getting shot with an arrow, though.
Right, that's where I thought we were going with
this. Right, totally. Yeah. I was like, I shot my friend in the shin. Right. That would have been bad.
That's how you ruin a party. Hi, Ann on Raven. How did you injure yourself on vacation?
Hi. No, it wasn't me. It was my husband several times. We went to Cancun, took the ferry out to Cozumel, where we proceeded to have a lovely day until the end of the day when we went off the road in our mopeds. His face was just so, so bad.
So you were on the back?
I was on the back.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I feel like mopeds never ends well.
Right.
Right?
I mean, well, you got to pay attention.
Pay attention. It was a straightaway. It was just a straight road. It was a gravel kind of thing.
Well, I think...
the ditch.
Maybe paying attention to how many Presidente margaritas he had might have been in on him, right?
Anna and Raven, how did you injure yourself on vacation?
Every time I go on vacation, I end up skinning my knee on the lazy river and bleeding all over the place. And I go the rest of the vacation with a sore, bloody knee.
Stop going on lazy rivers.
Right. Like, I mean, let's solve that problem right away. Clearly, the lazy river does not want you there, sir. This is a murderous river. This is not a lazy river.
Right. It's like a rapid
And
rapid
I don't
river.
Want you bleeding all over the river. Get out of here with your bloody knees, sir.
Yeah. Maybe your knees are too long. Did you ever think of that?
You know what? Your knees are the problem.
Yeah.
Probably.
How did you injure yourself on vacation?
Well, it wasn't me injured. I injured my wife, my first wife, on vacation.
First wife.
Right.
What happened?
Good to state that.
Yeah.
Now you can tell that story.
I tripped over the threshold on our wedding and I broke my leg in three places.
Wow. Going into the hotel room for the honeymoon.
Yes.
Now that is romance, my friend.
And what do you do if you're the bride in that situation?
Did she ever forgive you?
She actually passed away. But she's up there looking at me saying, oh, you're talking about the story again. But yeah.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Audra and James joining us together this morning. Audra, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, so my 11-year-old daughter wants to go visit her best friend who has now moved to North Carolina and wants to go for a week. I think it's a good idea, and my husband does not.
What's the problem, James?
Well, the problem is that my wife has lost her mind. She wants to send our daughter on a plane by herself to stay in a house that we've never seen for a week. I'm saying no way. I think it's a little too much for an 11-year-old.
Do you know the parents well?
You know, admittingly, we're not super tight, but our daughters are really close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've had interactions, though, obviously. I mean, if the kids are good friends, you've had many interactions. Is there anything that would give you pause?
They don't seem like serial killers, but like I said, you know, it's just like passing interactions. We don't know how they run their household. All we know is their daughter, and, you know, she seems like a fine kid, but it's just for a week, you know, in a place that we don't know, it's kind of a big guess.
Audra, have you talked to the girl's mother about whether it's okay to come for a week? Or,
you know, that's one of the things we're in the works for. Of course, me and my husband want to get on the same page before I do that. But yeah, that's one of the plans, is to talk with the parents to make sure that that's a good idea.
It's interesting. Would you send your 11-year-old down to North Carolina to spend a week with friends? Well, what we do is we ask our audience and we see what they say. Are you guys cool with listening to their thoughts?
Yes.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Audra and James' 11-year-old daughter, her best friend moved down to North Carolina, and she has an invitation to go down there and spend a week. Now, Audra says it's her best friend. We'll put her on a plane. We'll get her down there. We'll talk to the parents. James says we don't even know the parents all that well. She's only 11 years old, all the way down to North Carolina for a week. It seems like it's too much.
It is a lot to risk, no question about it. When you think about it, like, I mean, why wouldn't she drive down with them and then fly back? And then you're entrusting somebody else's parents to take care of your child at the airport and get them on a plane. And then on the plane, we hear enough about that. Scary.
Yeah, it's the Honda of Westport Couples Course, Star 99.9. 1-800-330-9999. Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I think she's lost her mind. It's one thing if it was family or friends, somebody that you're real close with, the parents, you know them well. An 11-year-old should be brought down there, not just sent by herself. It's just too much.
Yeah, I feel like if they knew the family better, then, you know, this would kind of be like, okay, you know, but I mean, it sounds like his concerns are valid.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. If you want to chime in too, we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Audra and James have an 11-year-old daughter, and her best friend had moved down to North Carolina earlier in the year. She has a standing invitation to go down there this summer for an entire week. Audra says, let's send her. She's been missing her friend. She wants to go. James says, we don't know the parents all that well. We're going to put our 11-year-old on a plane by herself to stay with basically strangers? No way.
Yeah, losing a best friend stinks, no question about it, but it's a lot for an 11-year-old to be traveling just by themselves. If the mom was going, that'd be one thing. I don't know.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
So I'm on the husband's side, but it's not for the whole flying thing. I used to fly all the time down to family by myself once I was about 8 years old. And, you know, all of the flight attendants and the pilots and all that, they really make sure that you are okay and you're safe. It's really for the fact that they don't know these parents that well, and they don't know where the kid's going.
Anything could happen when they get down there. What if they're not at the airport to pick her up on time? What if they're unreliable?
I don't know. I think if you know the parents well, it's one thing. I think if you don't know them well, that's a whole nother thing. You're basically just keeping your fingers crossed.
Right. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the dad's side, actually, and I have a personal story. I'll tell you why. When I was about 15, my folks let me go down to Florida with a good girlfriend of mine and her mom. And her mom was a single mom, but her mom was very good friends with my parents. We got down to Florida, and that mom was MIA. And we could have gotten into quite a bit of trouble. The friend that I had was a little bit riskier than I thought, and there were lots of boys around. So I'm fortunate nothing happened, but yeah, 11 is way too young.
I think this is that movie Spring Breakers, and James Franco yeah. is that rapper with the colored hair.
I think it also depends on the child a lot, too. I think there's mature 11-year-olds, and I think there's very immature 11-year-olds.
Sure,
it kind of falls there.
And moms, right.
And moms.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Good morning. I'm on the father's, because over my big, fat, dead body, would I let my 11-year-old travel to a home that I don't even really know the parents and don't even know the household?
I love that you are willing to sacrifice your body if that's what it takes to make this stop happening. Climb over me, because this is not happening.
I think that dead body.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
James, our audience agreed with you. If you're not comfortable sending your daughter away for a week with parents that you don't really know that well, you know, putting her on a plane by herself, people understood that. And Audra, they said, you know, she may have to wait till she's a little bit older.
I think that's a wise choice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that. I was just thinking about maybe it would build independence for her and build confidence. But I guess I can see that, you know, maybe in a couple years.
And by then, they'll have forgotten all about each other and blame you both for the fact that they were kept apart.
I know. What are you going to do?
Life happens.
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Josh, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Josh.
All right, Josh. Raven is walking on out of here. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I am.
Number one, Kristen Stewart has been cast in the 2019 Charlie's Angels movie. Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and this actress were the original Charlie's Angels.
Farrah Fawcett.
Number two, Glastonbury Music Festival happened over the weekend with The Killers, Janet Jackson, Miley Cyrus. What country does Glastonbury take place?
The UK.
Number three, Venus Williams lost in the first round of Wimbledon to a 15-year-old rookie. What's Venus's sister's name?
Serena.
Number four, how many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there?
Four.
And number five, Ryan Seacrest has hosted American Idol for 17 years. Who won the first American Idol?
I can't remember. That was so long ago.
Right. Well, 17 years ago. All right, let's bring Raven back in.
All right. How'd you do?
Josh got 4 out of 5.
Whoa, 4 out of 5 is pretty good, Josh.
Yep. I don't know how we didn't get the last one, but okay.
Okay.
Number one, Kristen Stewart has been cast in the 2019 Charlie's Angels movie. Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and this actress were the original Charlie's Angels.
You forgot the biggest one, Farrah Fawcett.
Uh-huh.
Farrah Fawcett with the feathered hair. Woo, Farrah Fawcett.
Do you know she was only there for the first season? That was it. And then she left.
Well, but everybody remembers her as the most remarkable, I think.
Which is crazy, if you think about it.
It happens that way sometimes, right?
Josh, still leading 4-1. Number two, Glastonbury Music Festival happened over the weekend with The Killers, Janet Jackson, Miley Cyrus. What country does Glastonbury take place?
It's England.
That's right. Josh, still beating you 4-2. Number three, Venus Williams lost the first round of Wimbledon to a 15-year-old rookie. What's Venus's sister's name?
Serena.
That's right. Josh, still leading 4-3. Number four, how many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are there?
Oh, Mike, there's 4, isn't there?
That's right. You guys are tied.
Ooh, I almost got fooled.
Yeah.
Made them like Backstreet, and then there was 5 of them, and then I was like, wait a minute, one left the group.
Why would you think the Backstreet Boys?
Well, maybe Splinter's going to be counted as one.
As a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? He's a rat.
Well, right, but he's in charge.
That's not, okay.
If he decided he wanted to be a rat, maybe he identifies as a rat. I want to allow him to be that way.
Okay. Number 5, Ryan Seacrest has hosted American Idol for 17 years. Who won the first American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
Ah, Josh, that was so close, but Raven beat you 5-4 today.
Maybe I identified.
Oh, that was my guess, too. I had it.
I don't know why you didn't just guess it. That's such a, like, everybody knows that, right?
Well, I mean, some people remember Justin as being far more talented. No, that's not true.
That's not nice. Leave Justin Guarneri out of this.
I love those Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. He's the sweet one.
It's Josh from Beacon Falls, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying, Josh. We appreciate it. He did good.
I feel like Josh would have tied.
Well, here's the thing. You got another chance to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. All you got to do is listen to the cheat sheet today at 5:30 with Kevin Begley, and I'll give you the hookup, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture question. Last year, 29,910 distinct names were given to babies.
Okay.
Okay. Out of those 29,910, 1,100 brand new names that were made up by the parents.
I mean, that seems fake, man. How is it that they're making up names still at this point? I feel like words get made up when you discover a species or, like, you know, new technology is discovered or something like that. How do you make up a baby name? Babies have been being born forever.
That's what they did. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The number one new name is, you remember how people used to name their baby, well, they do, Mercedes or, like, names after cars?
Right, strippers.
Camry.
Oh.
But Camry is spelled differently. It's like C-A-M. C-A-M-R-E-I-G-H.
Okay.
91 babies were named Camry last year.
Yeah, you know, I will say this. Camry sounds a little bit less exotic dancer than Lexus or Mercedes. Mm. Lambo.
Lambo.
That's a guy. He's a guy dancer.
G-truck. Okay. Assad is
G-wagon.
The G-wagon. G-wagon. Right. That's Woo! What I want. Yeah. Assad is the number two new name, spelled A-S-A-H-D, which means lion in Arabic.
I feel like that
Arabic.
That year I feel like maybe the spelling's new, but I feel like that Assad has been around for thousands of years. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's the spelling, and it's because DJ Khaled named his son that, and
okay.
Like, people have been doing that. And then also rounding off the top five, Ty Shamara,
mm-hmm.
Cashton, Taylee.
Cashton. That's interesting.
I like Cash. I mean, that's a cool name.
Well, you can name
it. That's already been done.
Right. Okay.
Cash money.
Right. Okay.
When I went to the Norwalk, remember when I told you this? I went to Norwalk City Hall because I had to get my baby Dakota's birth certificate. And the
right.
guy told me that there were two babies named that month Cash. And I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Right.
Weird, but cool.
We went over those. There was a short list of names. I don't remember the other ones because they were not all winners.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I brought in this bag of Scrabble letters.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you seven. I'm going to take seven randomly. I'm going to pull them
what
out
mean?
Now.
You're going to give me seven? I can reach in and get my own seven, please.
I don't think your hand's going to fit in this thing. Here, get it. All right. And then we're going to.
I mean, I should have just opened my Words with Friends app.
No, it's better when we have Scrabble pieces.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me count them. One, two, three.
Let me count my seven.
Four, five, six, seven. I think I got an extra one. Whatever.
One, two, three, four,
that's
five, right. six, seven. All right, we're going to put 10 seconds on the clock, and with our Scrabble pieces, we're going to make up a baby name.
Oh, these are not good choices that I got here.
Put 10 seconds on the clock.
Hold on, man. I'm trying to get mine arranged, so I'll be ready when it's my turn. Are you ready?
Okay, ready, go.
Go.
10 seconds. Okay.
Am I supposed to be working on mine at the same time?
Yes.
No, I thought you were going to go, and then I was going to go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not.
Learns.
Time's
that's
up.
Mine. That's all mine.
Right, what's your baby name?
Learn C. So Learn C is L-E-R-N-S-S-E. Learn C. The origin of Learn C is the magical land of Harvard Law School.
But wait,
Learn C goes to Harvard Law. That's the origin of the name. And the meaning is person of higher geniusness. Learn C.
All right.
If you're pregnant and you want to name your baby Learn C, it'll only cost you $10.
I feel like we should have gave ourselves maybe 30 seconds.
No. Nope.
Might have been good.
10 seconds on the clock for you. I don't know why you couldn't do it at the same time.
Well,
go.
Now I've done it. Now I've already done it.
Oh,
so now we can just skip it with the timer here. But now we're stuck waiting for this timer.
I mean, I don't know why you.
Well, you told me to hit it.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
All right, what's the name that you come up with?
Patio. Patio.
What's the origin of patio?
Patio is it's an area where you go outside your domain and then you might sun yourself out there. You could have a little hibachi out there, a little barbecue out there. It's a patio.
Mm-hmm. And that's
warm.
Your baby's name.
It's warm. You're in the sunshine, right?
What's the meaning of patio?
Patio's meaning is to chaise or lounge.
Oh, nice.
Outside of your dwelling in the sun.
Do you want to
chaise or lounge
baby?
In the sun? Patio.
Patio or learn these?
P-O.
Learn C.
D-D-I-O. Patio.
I like these names.
Yeah, it almost could be from across the other side of the globe. You don't know. They'd be like, oh, look at you.
I don't know why I didn't do this when I named my baby. It's so much better.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
So Sandy Zimmerman is 42 years old, and she just became the first mom and the oldest woman to complete the American Ninja Warrior course. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah!
Sandy, I gotta say, it feels funny to be like, you're the first mom and the oldest woman because you're only 42 years old. They make you sound like they're geriatric or something like that.
But in the ninja world.
In the ninja world, I definitely don't fit the typical ninja description. Being my age, being my gender, just being a mom. I don't have a gymnast or rock climbing background. So the list is long on how I do not fit the typical ninja profile.
So you have three kids. Are the kids excited that you won, or are they like embarrassed? Because I feel like my daughter would be, she'd be like, oh my God, mom, why?
Right. Everybody's talking about my mom. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, man. I think they are getting a kick out of all of it because they have been with me on this journey. They know what I've been through, the highs and lows of the sport, and you have epic fails in front of lots of people at times, and then to have success. So they've seen it all, and I think they're just so excited. I mean, they love the sport too.
And we all do it together, which is so cool to have something that you can do together as a family where we're not all going in different directions. So they have loved it. I mean, they laugh sometimes now when I walk down the street. It takes a lot longer to get from point A to point B because I'm being stopped a lot for pictures and autographs and crazy things like that. But it's been a blast.
Do you like work out with them? Do you use them as like climb on their shoulders, jump from one child to the other?
Yes, definitely. We set up courses in our backyard and work out a lot. I'll do pull-ups with a weighted vest once in a while and train with it. And sometimes the kids will just climb on me and I'll do it with their weight on me. So we have fun with it.
So it's kind of like goat yoga, but with your offspring.
Right.
Right. And yeah. Far more strenuous. Right. Far more strenuous.
They smell probably a little bit better than the goats.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not
my teenager. But
every day? Right. Every day? That's a lot of assumptions there.
On a serious note, though, the amount of training it must take to get to this level of fitness, how often do you train?
Yeah, well, we have it in the backyard. So I will tell you, it has eliminated any form of mother guilt that we might put on ourselves because I can go in the backyard and just train. The kids come with me. But it, you know, it's not a lot of time, but I think what it is it's just really intense. So I do obstacle course training probably 3 days a week. And then I do some cross training with some other sports and then do some body weight stuff. So it's just intense, but maybe not as long. So it's perfect for a working mom that's thinking about doing something crazy because it doesn't take a lot of time.
And Sandy, what's like your advice to any mother or woman that is 42 or, you know, like they make it sound like you're so old, that wants to achieve a dream like this?
The first step, I will tell you, I think is the hardest. Saying yes to something that may really literally terrify you. But that first step is the big one. And then it's just being consistent and continuing each day to stick with the dream or the goal that you set. One of the first things I tried, I thought, oh, my kids are in the backyard doing monkey bars. Let's try this. And so I got on the monkey bars and I thought, holy heck, this is so hard. And I just barely could do monkey bars. And now if you look, I'm doing crazy things, flying around in the air, grabbing stuff. I can do some of the most dynamic stuff. But it started with that.
Sandy, we wish you the best of luck as you continue your journey and keep kicking some mom ninja warrior
butt.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. It's insane. Yeah. Insane. I'm watching this right now. It's insane.
Oh, thank you so much.
The Anna and Raven Show.